He was a potter. He learnt carpentry as a refugee on the ship coming back from South Africa. He was put into the carpenter's shop, and he was very, very capable. He was he was one artist in every direction. But for making things, he was superb. He made that harp there. He made 25 harps before he died. And we cleared out the shed at the end of the garden. We turned that into a pottery shed. Now, we turned the first pottery shed, or pottery workshop, was the where they made coffins. That had two wheels in. One was for an American serviceman who was learning from John for a year, and so there were two wheels in there. And then later on, when I retired, there was an old shed at the end of the garden at which had been the carpenter's shop. It had got a back wall and a concrete floor, and John wasn't interested in this. He'd got his pot and he was working and doing it up here. So I thought, well, I've got nowhere to go now. So I thought, well, I'll have this one down here. So I went down, and there was a tin roof that had fallen in and everything. So I went in with a lump hammer, and things collapsed all round me. So I had got, in the end, I had got one standing wall held up by a stick, a well-made wooden wall. All the others had collapsed, and we managed to get rid of that and that was all cleared out. And then the cattle market was in full bloom at that time at the top of Cherry Hinton Road. And it was a yard for it was a recycling yard, they'd call it now. But it was a yard for selling second-hand wood, old windows, doors, floorboarding. And they had a shed of bits and pieces, like sort of cupboards and trolleys. I got the first supermarket heavy trolley from there, and I can carry anything on it because it carries stacks of metal baskets. Yeah. Very, very strong. I could put a horse and an elephant and a crocodile on the top of that, and I could still bring them up and down the garden. Very, very strong. So I got that up at the cattle market. And what I got was what they had used for making prefabricated houses, and they were about 6 foot 6 high slabs of asbestos on two sides, held together with sort of an inch and a half square poles. And inside that, they put what they called wood wool, wood shavings. And they had dipped them in cement. And this was put in between. And then you put the second bit of asbestos on the top. And that was a panel in a prefabricated house. Well, I bought so many for this side, so many for that side. And then my eye lit upon an enormous window. It was sort of that size, but it had got it had been part of an industrial garage. That was there. So I said, how much can I pay you for that? And he said, oh, I don't want that. You know, I can't put that in the sale. It's too big an organism. And he was busy talking to somebody. He said, oh, have it for so much. I'm busy. Go on, take it. And put sold on it with this chalk. And he said, now you've got to get it back home yourself. Anyway, there was a nice man with a lorry who brought it down. And I sawed off the bottom. And you can see it down at the end. And it made sort of 3/4 of the front of the shed. So I'd got the back, the sides, and 3/4 of the front. So that was for my pottery. Because I'd given up my job there at the school. And I wanted a place to make my pottery. And at the time I did it, I was making it in some pottery just for myself and interest in the country centre in Cambridge. But I wanted to produce pottery. I was going to make my living as a potter.